WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
What's up, world? It's your boy, Logan Cruz here, coming at you from the Stoic Life podcast. Today, we're diving headfirst into something super important, self-care. I know, it's one of those buzzwords thrown around like confetti, right? But trust me, this isn't about avocado toast and bubble baths, although those are cool too. We're talking about the real deal, how to build a life that prioritizes your well-being, because let's face it, you deserve to feel good, inside and out. Ever felt like you're running on empty? Like you're just constantly pushing through, sacrificing your own needs for everyone else? You know that feeling when you hit burnout and everything just feels meh? It's a trap we all fall into sometimes. We get so caught up in the hustle, the to-do lists, the never-ending cycle of deadlines and demands, that we forget about ourselves. Self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. Think of it like this. You wouldn't put fuel in a car and expect it to run forever without maintenance, would you? Same goes for your body and mind. So, how do we actually put self-care into action? Here are 5 golden nuggets I want you to take away from today's episode. First up, define what self-care means to you. It's not one size fits all, my friends. For some, it's a spa day or hitting the gym. For others, it's curling up with a good book or taking a quiet walk in nature. Listen to your inner voice, what truly nourishes your soul. Number 2, make time for you. Seriously, schedule it in. Treat self-care like any other important appointment. Block off some time each day, even if it's just 50 minutes, to do something you genuinely enjoy and that helps you recharge. Think of it as an investment in your happiness and well-being. Thirdly, set boundaries. Learn to say no to things that drain your energy or don't align with your values. It's okay to prioritize your needs. Remember, you can't pour from an empty cup. Protect your time and energy like they are precious gems, because they are. Fourth, practice mindfulness. Take a moment each day to simply be present. Pay attention to your breath, your senses, your surroundings. Mindfulness helps you stay grounded, reduce stress, and appreciate the little things. Even just 5 minutes of focused breathing can make a world of difference. And finally, number 5, be kind to yourself. Seriously, cut yourself some slack. We all mess up sometimes. Learn from your mistakes, forgive yourself, and keep moving forward. Remember, you are worthy of love, compassion, and kindness, especially from yourself. Let me tell you a story about this. I was recently working on a big project with a tight deadline. I was totally consumed by it, working long hours and neglecting everything else. You know that feeling when you're so focused on one thing, you forget to eat, sleep, or even take a breath? Well, that was me. Eventually, I hit a wall, completely burned out and exhausted. It took me realizing how far down this rabbit hole I'd gone before I pulled back and said, "Hey Logan, time for some self-care." I went for a long walk in the park, listened to my favorite music, and just let myself relax. It was like hitting the reset button. I came back feeling refreshed, recharged, and ready to tackle the project with a clearer head. That's the power of self-care. It helps you perform better, think more clearly, and ultimately be happier. So, what are your biggest takeaways from today's episode? Remember, self-care is not a luxury, it's a necessity. It's about prioritizing your well-being and creating a life that feels truly fulfilling. Make time for yourself, set boundaries, practice mindfulness, and be kind to yourself, you deserve it. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some of your favorite self-care practices? Share them with me in the comments below or on social media. Let's keep this conversation going and build a community of supportive individuals who prioritize their well-being. Until next time, stay stoic, stay strong, and remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.